going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The same with James. Really, since owners' meeting, since we spoke, look forward to James putting on our helmet again this year and doing well for us. James is a competitive dude, and look forward to that. That's really probably where we're at. I mean, it's voluntary. So guys come and go. Guys have things going on. Try not to look too far into it. We could all assume he's not here because he's unhappy with his contract or whatever, but that's not fair. He hasn't told me that. No one's told me that he said that. So I think that's kind of unfair to say he's not here because of that. Doesn't mean he's not here next week or the week after. He'll be ready to go, though.
Bills GM Brandon Bean from yesterday at One Bills Drive. We'll talk to Sal about recapping everything we heard from the Bills GM, from Josh Allen as well, ahead of the draft. You know, being given nuggets here and there, talking about the draft process, the trade process, you know, how he and McDermott communicate, how that works. The Bills scouts and Bean will kind of give cut-ups of players to McDermott. It's like, you know, let's know what you think of these guys. You know, here are some of the guys we're looking at. So, you know, the collaboration, all that kind of stuff. It was interesting to hear Bean talk about it. And we expect to talk to him here on the show after the draft maybe. So once things are in the books, we can get his thoughts on all their players and the players they ultimately pick. They'll be at number 30 tomorrow night, so a late pick tomorrow night. And then on Friday at 56 and 62. And those are the picks that, you know, are they going to make all three of those? Are they going to move up somewhere? A lot of fourths, fifths, and sixths. There's movement potentially we could see. 803-0550. All right, on Cook. Let me start you here. What's the most important thing a running back can do? Start there. Should the Bills sign Cook to an extension? Because I do get the feeling that this conversation turns to, well, you either got to trade him or you got to give him $15 million. And I know that that's, of course, not true. You let him walk or you got to give him $15 million. That's not true. The Bills have a number that I don't doubt they would sign him. And the question that Bean was not asked, and I don't know how he would answer this because answering it would be negotiating in the media, something that they're going to say they don't want to do. Would you pay a running back big money? It's something the Bills under this regime have not done, really. They've not extended a running back for big money. When they traded for McCoy, they paid him. It's a little different. Would they extend a running back and pay him? Because if they wouldn't ever do it, then they should stop drafting them with premium assets. Because if you don't value the position at all, not ever to extend a guy, then now I'm using a first-round pick or a second-round pick or a third-round pick, which they've used picks on running backs. They've used a 2 on Cook, a 3 on Singletary, a 3 on Zach Moss. They traded for Nyheim Hines, you know, at a deadline. They've been linked to Breece Hall and Travis Etienne. all the time. Like, we're every draft, we're, oh, here comes, the Bills are going to take a running back. And if Cook walks, get ready for next year, are the Bills going to take a running back? There's a couple things about drafting one early, which the league is starting to do again. If you draft a running back in the first or the second round, but you would say you won't ever sign that guy, you are capping your success on that pick. Now I've drafted a player who's only going to play for 4 years, and I'm not going to re-sign him. And that does not seem like good use of a 60th pick or a 53rd pick if you're using seconds. And it certainly doesn't feel like a good value. Oh, you get the prime years of a running back. You get the 5 years right out of the draft. And then you let him walk because I'm not ever going to pay a running back. That's bad use of a first-round pick. You draft a receiver, you're hoping a quarterback, you're hoping that guy plays for you and he's so good, you're like, oh, definitely, a position of need, an important position. What happens if a tackle performs well as a first-round pick? Lock him up 7 more years, baby. Same with defensive end, defensive tackle, corner. I mean, there's so many positions that you would want a second contract. And I don't think the Bills are a team that would say, no, never do a second contract with a running back. Would they do a second one with Cook at the right price? Like, that's the thing we kind of have to wait to find out. As we get further down the line, whether this is a year from now, I don't know when the reporting comes out or if Cook wants to share it publicly, because that's one way we get our information on these things, is the running back that's waiting for a contract tells the story of what's happening. You know, he's not at phase one, and that's not that big a deal. It's voluntary. But, you know, phase two, phase three, wherever we get to, we'll talk to Sal about the schedule. How do they handle this? The question he has not been asked, and I don't know how he would answer, would you pay a running back? The fact that they used a second-round pick, I hope that they would. Otherwise, I'm capping my success on those picks, and I don't want to do that. To the question of what's the most important thing a running back does, it might be different for different teams, but what's the most important thing that the starting running back of the Buffalo Bills does in this offense? What's the most important thing that running back can do? My answer would be explosive plays. When Joe's here and we talk about Cook, he makes a lot of points that are fair points about, well, three down back. Maybe if they played a guy that played more than Cook plays, hey, hold on, this is everybody eats, right? That's what this offense is supposed to be. No one is supposed to be leaned on too much other than Josh. It's everybody eats. Does that apply to running backs too? I think it does. They throw to Ty Johnson. They throw the ball to Ray Davis. They include them as part of the offense. But the most important thing for this offense for a running back, in my opinion, is the explosive plays. And James Cook delivers on those in a big way. This is a team that is still looking for explosive plays and went to the offseason saying explosive plays last year. And now McDermott's saying, you know, vertical and horizontal speed to stretch the field. They still want some more downfield stuff, some more explosiveness. No Cook on this team. Maybe you think you can just go out and snag some guy in the fifth round who's going to have explosive runs. There are a lot of cautionary tales. The people that know that running backs, sure, sometimes deliver from the later rounds, but very often kind of don't, play a lot of fantasy football in deep leagues, and you draft guys like, oh, this guy's going to be a stud, and he never shows up and never plays, and certainly doesn't replace James Cook's production. So on Cook, I don't know if the Bills will pay a running back. I'm very open to it. And I think we're seeing more and more of the good teams using it as a finishing piece. If you missed yesterday, the comparison I made from a positional standpoint is a closer in baseball. And I've, since hearing that Scott Pianowski made that point, since reading Scott write that a running back is a closer in baseball, I thought, I love that. That's perfect. You don't need one if you stink, but if you're good, boy, it's super important. It can really help. And the way that these teams around the Bills have kind of added that finishing piece, whether that's the Eagles, who were good before Barkley, or the Ravens, who were good before Henry, they went out and they added studs to try and get it over the line, and both those teams have had great success with those players. I mean, the Ravens haven't been to a Super Bowl with Derrick Henry, but they're about to go with year two. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Derek in Cape Cod on James Cook as we talk about Cook. We'll get to Sal at 7:30. Hey, Derek, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My prediction would be to have the Bills trade up to number 3 for Abdul Carter. Obviously, they'd have to package some picks. You'd probably have a better idea what picks they would need to package up to 3. But they would also give Cook, and if they needed a pass rusher, maybe Epenesa. But I definitely think it's something that could happen, and I don't feel like a lot of people are talking about it. But I'd like to get your thoughts on that, and go Bills.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting up to 3 with James Cook and A.J. Epenesa, but if you want to get up there, I'll tell you what it'll cost. For instance, the Bills, if you want draft value chart, the 3rd pick is worth 2,200 points. Every Bills pick in this draft. Let's play this game. Every Bills pick in this draft is worth approximately 960, 11, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400. You have to give them the entire draft and next year's first, and that's not enough. Which, of course, that's not likely. Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State, has long been linked as like the top edge guy. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, has put James Pierce number 1 over Carter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number 1 checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, while that trade's not going to happen, you know how many times A.J. Epenesa has been traded this offseason? Is it 2,000 times? Poor A.J. Epenesa. What about giving him Epenesa? Everybody's ready to trade Epenesa.
The amount of calls I've taken with that.
Trade Epenesa.
Yep.
If he does get traded, that'd be kind of funny. Everybody called it. All right, let's get stupid. Abdul Carter, how do you make it happen? You give the Browns 2 firsts. This one, a future first, and another. To go from 30 to 3, there's never really been a jump like that before. You'd have to go, it'd be nuts. But I would have done that for Myles Garrett and paid him $40 million, and of course, that's not happening. There was a chart going around, if you want to do this, this is a fun one. I got to go back and find it. I'm going to try and get through this as I talk about it. As the player you pick, where they would rank among that position in salary. To give you an example, the Bills pick 30th. They could pick a running back. I'm not going to pick a running back. Running back, receiver, quarterback, tight end, defensive end, defensive tackle, linebacker, corner, safety. And what this breakdown did was, all right, if you draft a defensive end, the rookie wage scale, How much are you paying that defensive end compared to other defensive ends? And what you learn is that if you want to save the most money and get the highest surplus in value on how much it costs to get a defensive end on the market, the number one position to exploit and do that with at 30 is defensive end. It's the best idea. It's the best idea for, and that was a lot of what we talked about when they took Rousseau and Basham back-to-back. When they took Rousseau and Basham back-to-back in the first and second rounds, I mean, Rousseau has turned into a nice player, and Basham never became anything for the Bills, and they dumped him for like a sixth. But the mindset there, I thought it was easy to defend. It's a point that we make about receiver a lot. The Bills just don't seem to believe it at receiver. But at defensive end, this is an expensive position. It's hard to get these guys. Guys stay in the league for a long time, and guys like look at Bosa. Bosa's been banged up a lot, hurt a lot, and he's still got pretty good money. And if you're trying to go out and trade for whoever, these defensive ends, the numbers are going up and up and up. The receiver market explodes, sure. So does the corner market soon. So does there are five or six premium positions where you're paying more. And those are the positions you should draft if you just want surplus value on the pick. Don't take guards. Don't take safeties. Definitely don't take running backs. Don't take tight ends. Not in the first round. You want to take defensive ends and tackles and receivers and quarterbacks. Corners as well. So where am I going with that? On Abdul Carter, like the Bills moving up to 3 to take Abdul Carter, if it were to happen and they were to give up, what, 2 firsts? My guess is it would take 2 firsts to do that and probably more. I mean, people would call it irresponsible. How good is he? Is he going to be a top 15 player in the NFL? If I could tell you he's, by year 3, a first-team All-Pro defensive end, would you trade 30 and the next 2 firsts for that? There's a fun question. And you can't know that. And that's why people are against trading up, is because you don't know who's going to be good. That's right. You don't know that Justin Jefferson's going to be better than a couple guys taken ahead of him. You don't know that. You have a good idea of who might be good. I mean, the draft is not total randomness. The draft is not a crapshoot. You don't have as many seventh rounders succeeding as you do firsts. Most of the good players are in the first round, and then the second, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth. There are a lot of jobs in the NFL. There are a lot of players that get picked. You find a Khalil Shakir in the fifth round, that's a nice find. You find a Matt Milano, a Christian Benford, that's a nice find. Sometimes you get out of a draft and your later picks are better. But it's not a crapshoot. It's playing odds. And would you want to, you know, spend a little more for better odds? Think of it like, I mean, listen, the gambling world is, a lot of you out there are maybe more versed in it than you ever were before. You've got a point spread in the game. The spread is 3. If you want to buy better odds, you go ahead and you buy points or tease it or whatever you want to say. You bet an alternate spread. That's what I'm trying to say here. I don't want to give the 3 points. I want to bet this as even. You still might lose, but your odds are better. You want to pay for that. And that's the draft. We talked yesterday about the Bills trading their first-round pick for a proven player, something that I've seen reported the Eagles could do. Are the Eagles about to trade their first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson? I mean, that'd be nice if they did. I would do that in a heartbeat if I were the Bills. I don't think the Bengals will make that trade. Teams that are where the Bills are, trading these picks for proven players. I mean, the best Bills draft pick since Allen was the Diggs pick trade. It's the best thing they've done with a draft pick. Cost them a first and a fourth, and they got an incredible player that helped transform them. He was proven. They thought he was going to pop even more, and he did. Looking back, it was an incredible move. Kind of easy to forecast it being great. The day it happened, it was, this is awesome. This guy's going to fit perfectly. It's going to be great. And it was. And I don't know what the next one of those is, but man, if I'm a GM that's on a contending team, especially with Josh Allen as my quarterback, it just, you can't go far enough to me to say being aggressive is good. You have an insurance policy. Josh Allen is your safety net. Allen going out there with a no-name offense, that's not what this offense is. I'm saying hypothetically, a complete no-name offense. Next year, Shakir and Kincaid and Coleman all get hurt, and the Bills win 11 games. Okay. I guess you don't need those guys. No, I wouldn't say that. I think you have an unbelievable insurance policy. Josh Allen is your stability. And when you have that, you have something other teams don't. I don't want to play the same game as them. I don't want to play the it's important to be cautious. And I mean, Bean sometimes for my taste is a little too it's important to be good for many, many years. You're going to be. You don't have to worry about that. Last year's a great year to prove that. Transition year, added a whole draft class as you got rid of all your leaders. That draft class did not even really contribute in a very big way, and you still were an awesome team. Like what Allen did for the Bills last year as the MVP was usher them out of an era with a bunch of important players leaving, turning it over, transitioning with a defense that couldn't make stops, a offensive weapon set that was eh, and he just carried him, and everything was fine. So maybe the slow play is what Bean thinks is the right play there. I don't think so. I think he will, when the moment is there, he'll strike. Do we think the Bean that traded for Diggs doesn't exist anymore? Do we think the Bean that signed Vaughn is just gone? But he was a gunslinger early, big baller Bean early, and now he's going to be, oh, it's important to just use the picks and trust the process and trust the board. Like, to a point, yeah, you always want to do that. But I'm maybe this isn't the offseason for it. My last offseason that didn't appear to be the one for it. But I think the haymaker Bean is still there somewhere and just kind of waiting for the moment. He's not afraid of it. He's never shown to be. The Cooper trade. If the Cooper trade worked out better, we would look at it like that. That was a trade they made. Like, you know what? We gotta go get a number one receiver. And they might have been on Davante Adams right before he went to the Jets and go to get Cooper. Now, Cooper didn't really have a big impact. If he did, it would be right up there on Bean's resume. It's like, look at the swings this guy takes to make sure his team's going to be in a position. He's not afraid. But since it didn't really work out that way, I don't think we give Cooper that same kind of gravitas around the significance of the move. 803-0550. Sal on the other side to help recap what Bean had to say and what Josh Allen had to say as well. While wearing an Everybody Eats hat, Josh was. You won't catch me in that hat ever. I'm not putting that hat on my head. Respectfully. 803-0550. Sal, when we return, Joe Marino, Lockdown Bills podcast, draft day tomorrow. If you're on hold, we'll get to your calls with Sal to recap Brandon Bean next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.